Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Ham Radio Prep Technician Class License Manual 2022-2026, is a focused study guide designed to help beginners earn the FCC Technician Class Amateur Radio License in the United States. Built around the official exam scope for the 2022-2026 question pool, it aims to simplify a topic that can feel technical and intimidating at first. The book typically organizes key concepts into digestible sections, emphasizing practical understanding over abstract theory so readers can connect what they study to what they will actually do on the air. Expect coverage that supports both exam readiness and real-world operating, including radio basics, safety, rules, operating procedures, and hands-on station considerations. As the first book in a license package series, it is positioned as an entry point for people who want a structured path from zero knowledge to passing the test and confidently using a handheld or home station. It is especially relevant for students who want an up-to-date guide aligned with the current exam cycle. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, exam-focused learning aligned to the 2022-2026. Question pool, a central value of a technician class manual tied to a specific exam cycle, is alignment. The FCC technician exam is based on a published question pool that changes on a scheduled timeline, and study materials that match that pool help learners spend time on what will actually be tested. This book is positioned to track the 2022-2026 pool, which means its content selection and organization are likely designed to mirror the knowledge areas and the exam style that candidates will face. Readers benefit from seeing concepts in the same framing they will encounter on test day, including definitions, typical calculations, and common rule-based scenarios. An exam-focused approach also helps reduce cognitive overload for beginners by prioritizing foundational concepts first, then layering in more technical details only where necessary. This can be especially important for those new to electronics, radio frequency behavior, or regulatory language. When a guide is structured around the question pool, it encourages efficient repetition, targeted review, and measurable progress. Used well, this approach supports both passing the exam and understanding why the correct answers make sense, so the knowledge carries over into safe and effective operating. Secondly, FCC rules, licensing structure, and operator responsibilities, technician class candidates must understand the regulatory environment that governs amateur radio in the United States. A strong manual translates rules into practical decision-making, what you may transmit, where you may transmit, and how to identify correctly while operating. Expect attention to the role of the FCC, the purpose of the amateur service, and the different license classes, with emphasis on the privileges and limitations of the technician license. A key learning goal is operator responsibility, because compliance is not only about passing a test, it is about building habits that prevent interference, unsafe practices, and enforcement problems. Topics in this area commonly include station identification, control operator duties, permissible communications, third-party traffic basics, and how band plans and frequency allocations relate to legal authority. Many new operators also need clarity on what is allowed when using repeaters, digital modes, or satellite operations, and how to choose frequencies that are appropriate for their privileges. By connecting rules to real operating examples, the book can help readers become confident, conscientious operators who understand the difference between good etiquette and actual legal requirements. This foundation supports safer operation and smoother integration into local radio communities. Thirdly, radio and electronics fundamentals for practical comprehension. The technician exam includes core concepts from basic electronics and radio theory, and beginners often struggle when materials become overly abstract. A prep-oriented manual usually focuses on the practical minimum needed to interpret questions and operate equipment wisely. This includes understanding voltage, current, resistance, and power, along with common component behavior such as resistors, capacitors, and inductors. It also typically covers DC versus AC, series and parallel circuits, basic use cases for fuses and protective devices, and why grounding and proper wiring matter. On the radio side, candidates need the vocabulary of frequency, wavelength, modulation, bandwidth, and signal behavior, including how antennas and feed lines affect performance. Even a simplified approach can still teach valuable intuition. Higher frequency generally means shorter wavelength, line loss increases with frequency, and improper connections can create high standing wave ratio and inefficient transmission. By tying fundamentals to scenarios such as choosing a power supply, understanding what an SWR meter indicates, or recognizing why a signal is distorted, the book can help learners move beyond memorization. The outcome is a reader who can answer exam questions and also make informed decisions when setting up a first station. Fourthly, operating practices, repeaters, and real-world on-air skills. Earning a license is only the first step, and many new operators want guidance on what to do once they pass. Technician privileges often lead to VHF and UHF activity, especially through repeaters, local nets, and simplex contacts. A well-designed technician manual typically introduces operating procedures that reduce anxiety for first-time operators, how to make a call, how to respond, how to use phonetics, and how to keep transmissions clear and brief. Repeater basics are especially important, including offsets, tones, and the difference between listening, keying up, and identifying appropriately. This topic also usually touches on common operating environments such as club repeaters, public service events, and emergency-oriented communication, where clear procedure and good etiquette matter. Practical sections can help readers understand what settings on a handheld radio actually control, how to avoid accidental interference, and how to troubleshoot common issues like not hitting a repeater due to tone mismatch or poor antenna placement. By presenting operating habits alongside exam material, the book supports a smoother transition from study to confident participation in the amateur community, making the license feel immediately useful. Lastly, station setup, safety, and building a reliable first system, new hams often buy a handheld transceiver first, then gradually build toward a mobile or home station. A technician manual that includes station basics can prevent expensive mistakes and improve safety. This topic typically covers selecting appropriate equipment for your goals, understanding power requirements, and recognizing the trade-offs between portability and performance. Readers can learn why antenna choice often matters more than transmitter power, and how feed line selection, connector quality, and placement influence results. Safety considerations are also central. RF exposure awareness, electrical hazards from power supplies, proper fusing, and safe grounding practices. Even if the book stays within exam level depth, it can still convey habits that protect people and equipment, such as checking polarity, avoiding overload, and keeping installations tidy and strain relieved. Reliable station building also includes learning basic troubleshooting, like verifying settings, checking connections, and isolating whether an issue is caused by the radio, antenna, or environment. By blending practical setup guidance with test-relevant safety knowledge, the manual can help a newly licensed operator go from passing the exam to operating successfully, with fewer frustrations and a clearer path for future upgrades such as higher gain antennas, better cokes, or stepping up to the general license. In conclusion, this manual is best for first-time amateur radio learners, practical hobbyists, and families or community groups preparing together for the technician exam. It also fits returning operators who have been away for years and want a fast, current refresher aligned with the 2022 to 2026 exam cycle. The main benefit is that it can shorten the path from curiosity to capability by organizing the required knowledge into an exam-relevant sequence while still emphasizing real operating outcomes. Readers can gain confidence not only in answering questions, but in understanding what their radios are doing, how to operate legally and courteously, and how to assemble a simple station that works. That translates into a better day, one experience after licensing, fewer setup errors, fewer on-air missteps, and a clearer plan for improving range and reliability. Compared with broader electronics textbooks or older ham manuals that may include outdated pools or too much theory, this book is worth buying because it targets the technician goal directly and keeps the content tied to the active question set. For many learners, that focus saves time, reduces confusion, and makes success more likely without sacrificing the practical skills that make the license rewarding. If you would like to support Ham Radio Prep, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.